Welcome to the Golden Hills Podcast Daily, where you can spend a few minutes each day with us to meditate on God's Word. Now, here's today's encouraging message.
Hi, my name is Dennis DeFreitas, and I serve at Golden Hills as the pastor of the Antioch campus. The section of scripture that I'd like to go over today is in Romans chapter 12. It's one of my favorite sections. It's verses 9 to 13. It's all about a supernatural love that God wants to produce in and through us. Let me go ahead and read it, then I'll come back and talk a little bit about it. Starting in verse 9, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You see, this section of scripture has always meant a lot to me. And yet, for some reason, right now it means a little bit more. You see, under our current shelter-in-place order, my wife and I sat down the very first night with our four teenage children to create some ground rules under which we would live as a family for the foreseeable future. There are very simple rules. There's only three of them. Rule number one is that we are going to irritate each other. It's just going to happen. It's not that we want it to happen. If you get six humans in close proximity for an extended period of time, we're going to irritate each other. We're going to push buttons. We're going to step on each other's toes. And where irritation occurs, conflict is sure to follow. Which brings up rule number two. When conflict occurs, not if, but when, we have an adage in our home, conflict is inevitable, combat is optional. So when conflict occurs, we ask that the children would try and resolve that conflict as quickly as possible. Which sounds like a wonderful idea, except for the fact that you're dealing with actual humans. And actual humans like to, again, tease, push buttons, step on toes, have power struggles with verbal things. And as all of this occurs, tension rises and conflict can escalate. And so that brings us to rule number three. If at some point you find yourself in a conflict that will not resolve, we just ask that you would remove yourself from the conflict. Not to go hide and pretend like nothing happened, but to just calm down, refocus, and then come back and try and resolve the conflict again. These rules are simple, and yet they're very difficult to do. Because in our flesh, we don't like to love each other this way. And so as we were talking about this as a family, my older son brought up a section of scripture that he had been listening to on his phone, Romans chapter 12. So we grabbed a Bible, sat down for dinner, and started to read the section as we were eating and discussing what would it look like if we were to love each other in a way that glorified God. What would it look like if God were able to produce in us a supernatural love like he describes in Romans chapter 12? You see, if we're not careful, we can read a section like the one I just read, verses 9 through 13, and create just another list of rules to live by. The problem with that is that these would be impossible rules. There's no way that we can produce a love that glorifies God, that shows the goodness, the mercy, the amazing gospel of Jesus Christ in our flesh. In fact, this section of scripture is so loaded with meaning that just pulling it apart would show that this is impossible on my own. The word for sincere in Love Must Be Sincere comes from that Latin term, sincera. Many of us have heard the description of what would happen with clay pots that had cracks in them. That they would take some dirt and some wax and they would mix it together and they would smear it in the crack, pretending like the clay jar was whole. And then they would sell it. And the problem is, you put something hot inside that clay jar, whatever was inside the clay jar melts the wax, and now it's on the outside of the clay jar. According to 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul describes us, humans, as clay jars. That some of us were used for ignoble purposes, some of us for noble purposes, and yet the minute we came to know Jesus, he cleaned us out, and he filled us with treasure. You see, God already knows where my cracks are, and he doesn't want me to hide them. He wants me to be filled with treasure so that the glory of his Holy Spirit shines through, that his love can pour out of my cracked pot life, and that he can be seen as the magnificent King of Kings. Or the next section, hate what is evil and cling to what is good. God already tells me that the heart of man is evil all the time. And so how can I hate evil and cling to good? That we should be devoted to one another in love and honoring one another above ourselves. Can you imagine what the world we live in would be like if this was true? If on our own, apart from Christ, apart from the Holy Spirit, if we could do this? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. The word there for spiritual fervor brings about the imagery of a pot that's boiling. And so, literally what's being said here is that as we delight in the Lord, as we are filled with this treasure, the way that you keep your spiritual pot boiling is that you serve the Lord. And as you serve him, he will keep your pot boiling. You see, if we look at this as just another set of rules that we need to follow, we will fail miserably. And that's why the context for this is so important. The context is in verse 1 of chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, the believers, the ones who have already trusted in Christ and who have been adopted into the family of God, in view of God's mercy, because the gospel has been applied to you, because you have been that pot that was cleaned out and filled with treasure, with the Holy Spirit, in view of God's mercy, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Don't try and cover up your cracks. Don't try and pretend like there's nothing wrong with you. Just rejoice in the fact that God has cleaned you out, that he wants his treasure to pour out of you so that he can change the world. That's why he doesn't want us to, in verse 2, conform to the pattern of this world anymore, but be transformed. As God renews our mind, as he changes us. You see, the times that we live in are terrifying for many because they don't understand. They don't understand what God's willing to offer them. That God's treasure can fill them. That death can be taken off the table. You see, they're spending all their time just trying to make their cracked pot look perfect.
We hope today's episode was a blessing to you. Please make sure to subscribe to the Golden Hills Podcast in your favorite podcast app, like Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts. And of course, you can always find us on the web at www.goldenhills.org. We hope you'll visit with us again tomorrow.